You know, it's those brother Daniel said, "I'm still here. I'm still here. I endured. I'm still enduring." He got here early, and he's gonna stay till the day is done. He's gonna get his penny. Some of you got here a little later than Brother Daniels. You're going to get your penny too. But you have to stay until payday, till the end. You know, Brother and Sister Crow was here a lot longer than you. You're going to get the penny. The Bible, they didn't think I was fair. I've been here through the heat. You come at the end. But you was also there in the morning. It was cool. Still going to get the same reward. Some of them come early, leave midday, and come back and still get pennies. But they found out it was, we said, "Well, I was here during the heat of the day," and they left during the heat of the day. Well, they suffered a lot more than you suffered in the heat of the day, because they was in the heat of the day somewhere else. We, in the body of Christ, we had a covering, a cloud by day. You leave this and you'll suffer in the heat of the day far worse without the covering. I'm thankful for those who left and came back. We prayed for them. We're praying for more of them to come back that are out there from without the covering. That are suffering the afflictions of the world. But this is a blessed way. It really is. I'm going to read a poem. I don't know if this is, it has the same message as the one, and it may be the same one Brother Junior Dave's quotes. I don't know. I can't remember the one he quotes all the way. I know it had the same message. It says, "When things go wrong, and sometimes they will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and your debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing down on you a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, and every one of us sometimes learns. And many failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up though the pace seems slow. You might succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick with the fight when your hardest hit. It's with things seem worst that you must not quit." We were Brother Smith talked some on the parable of the sower. And I may just read it here tonight. And it may give you an understanding, just a little bit different perspective on it. Just a little. It said on the Matthew 13. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and a great multitudes gathered together unto him. So they went up into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, let me read it. Behold, the sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where there had been not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, there was scorched, because they had not root. They withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns broke up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. And disciples came to him and said, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath in him shall be given, and shall have more abundance, but whoever hath not from him shall be taken away, even as he hath. Therefore I speak unto them, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. I can understand where he's coming from. Right there. We see that right here in the body of Christ. Jesus didn't want to tell them, All you that come out today, this was really saying in the parable. All you that come out, he was so big a crowd, he had to get in a ship, and there's a big crowd on the shore. We know he spake to 3,000 one time, was it 5,000 another? Or, 5,000, he spoke on the mount. So he had a big, big, big crowd that day, and they all come out to hear him. And what he really was saying is, Only a handful of you people are going to stick it out to the end. Y'all are not all going to make it. You're not going to make it. Some of you, and I'm going to tell you, here's why. Because some of y'all are wayside soil. Some of you is stony ground, thorny ground. But there are souls here that's going to hear this message that I'm giving forth, and it's going to take root, and you're going to produce. But he put it in a parabolic form, so they wouldn't sink his ship. For the people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest at any time they should hear with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart and should be converted. And I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For I say unto you that many of the prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and those things which you hear, and hear them not. Hear ye the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understand it not, then the wicked one come, wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. He is those that receive the seed by the wayside. Brother Daniels, how many people you try to tell them about God, and they just don't understand? They just don't get it. They're so wrapped up in their carnal mind that they just can't get it. Hey, will you come to church? Come to church with me. You know what? There's an easy way to interpret an answer. I'll try to be there. That means I ain't coming. I might be there. It means they're not going to come. Just remember that. Just if you need a decoder sometimes, try or might means no, I'm not. they're letting you down easy. I always say, why don't you just tell me you're not coming? That's fine. You won't offend me. But Once I learned the code language, it's the same thing, so it doesn't bother me. I know that the birds got them. You know? We'll see. Yeah, it's no means no, too. That means no, too. We'll see, he said. We'll see. Right? The birds got them. I listened to a man the other day. He said, if you want to try to go shoo the birds away, I got tickled at him. He said, you want to try to shoo the birds away or figure out where the birds are coming? He said, I really implore you, don't enroll in that class. It's just the way it is. But that's okay. Because Jesus said any time their heart could be they started hearing, they could be converted. He could save them. So you may just keep inviting them. This sower was ambitious. Jesus, he didn't just stop on the wayside. So sometimes we get that, you know. We start witnessing. You know, Brother Smith's been talking to us about growing a church. And we've got to become ambitious and spreading the gospel and telling the good news. Brother Daniels, do you believe that what you've been hearing all these years is a message that the whole city of Little Rock needs to hear? Brother Tower, do you? This town needs this message. But there's four types of soil out here. And three out of four times you're going to hit bad soil. That means you got to keep hitting it. Lord, you know, you got to keep telling it. He said, but he that received the seed in the stony places, the same as that that heareth the word, and anon with joy receive it. Yet it hath not root himself, but dureth for a while. But when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. This is a great. I'm not gonna miss a service. You hear him say. And the first trial that hits him, poof, where'd they go? I'm going to do what the ministry says. My life is a complete mess, and I'm getting turned around. And then the first time that something bad happens is, where are they at? Where'd they go? The sun got them. So the sun must have got them, Brother Daniel. Got them. Got too hot. And you call them. You try to encourage them. A little while later, they may come back up. You know, there's flowers that bloom on rocks. You go drive up northwest Arkansas where there is some stony ground up there. Not too far. It seems like Little Rock is right here in a point in this state where you go south or east, and you're really getting some really good farmland and crops. But you don't have to go. You go to my house and you can dig up a water line in a 30-foot water line from the house to the meter in just no time. You go out to the Bryants, you might as well run a new water line, Brother Durham. Tell that story. That's what happened. The Bryants had a water line that was leaking. They didn't know where it was. Brother Durham said, it'd be easier just to run a new water line. That's some stony ground. That's not very far. I'm near their house from my house in 40 minutes. Then, you know, what are you, about 20 minutes that way? 30 minutes that way? And I'm 30 minutes the other way? And if you take a shortcut, you can bypass, get there in 45 minutes at my house. But So there's a lot of different ground right here in Little Rock in the natural. Oh, they're going to do great things when they come in, make all kinds of proclamations. And as soon as the trial hits, they're gone. He that also receiveth the seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word, and he becomes unfruitful. See them come in, look like everything's going good. But the next thing you know, where's brother so-and-so? And I'm not talking about just every once in a while he had to work. I'm talking about all of a sudden he's working all the time. Got a new bass boat out on the lake. They had this school function and this game and this event and that. And before long, we see him once a month, once every 2 months. And then we don't see him. The thorns got him. Well, what can we do to keep them thorns away from them? Don't enroll in that class. That's just the way it is. And the door's always open. You know, the door's always open. It always has been open. Brother Stewart, I've never seen him tell anybody that they couldn't come in here. He said, "Oh, he don't look him over. You're stony ground. Get out of here. You're wayside soil. You're wayside soil. They didn't make it this far, but you're thorny ground. He don't have a litmus test for all that. People come in the door. The door's open. You can come in. But he that receiveth the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it and beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, and some 30. If you're here on a Wednesday night, that's good news for you. If you make it a point to ever make every Wednesday night service, I feel good about where you're at. I feel good about the type of to grab a ground that's cultivating your life. If you haven't bore fruit, you're fixing to bear fruit. You know, there's some that produce 100, there's some that produce 60, and there's some produce 30, and I enjoy all every bit of it. You know, there's some fruit trees, there's some plants that you plant. That tomato plant gave me a bunch of tomatoes. That one didn't give me quite as many, but it still gave me some tomatoes. I'm thankful for those tomatoes. That made up part of it. My big tomato, I got to make hot sauce. I got to make tomato sauce. I got to eat fresh tomatoes. I got to fry up some green tomatoes. What is cha-cha, by the way? Chow-chow? Oh, so you get that from tomatoes too? Oh, okay. How cool is that? Little cabbage, little onions. Okay. Do you know what some cha-cha is? Chow-chow? The cha-cha's a dance, isn't it? Well, I didn't understand what I thought he said, cha-cha. Huh? Oh, okay, but he was talking about something in a stew or something. Eat. It's a relish. Well, I relish the relish. But Jesus was telling them, all you out here listening to my voice, only about 25% of y'all is going to make it. The rest of y'all are not going to make it. That's what he's telling them. And it happened too. Especially when he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. And then they all left him. I'm out, they said. That's too hard for me. I'm telling you, we've got a great message. We've got people out here that are good ground that need to hear the word of God. Did some of the good ground need some cultivation? Some of them need a plow go through it. Some of them need some of the stones come out of it. Some of it need to water. It's going to need some tending to. It's going to need some tending to. There's a difference between the land over next to the river and the land up there in the hills. And there's nothing we can do up there. We can't go up there. I can't go to the Bryants and plant corn out there. I don't think there's so much shell. You can find some deer. You get some acorns. But you can go just down a little ways. Brother Mark had a garden. You plant some melons over there, didn't you? You didn't do you good? That's because the coons got them. He's telling me his raccoons was over there eating his watermelons. But you have the soil, sandy soil. I was thinking his brother. Daniel, I don't remember know the tune to the verses. I ain't gonna try to sing it, but I want to read the lyrics to a song. Somebody else may know it, but I want to read it. There's enough trouble. There, and a lot of brother Linegar gave us the message of the camp. Your attitude and y'all's attitude determines your altitude. Brother Linegar was a positive message preacher, wasn't he? I love the words of this song. It's an old-timey song. It said, there's a dark and troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with darkness and strife, the sunny side we may also view. So keep on the sunny side. Always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life. The storm and its fury broke today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. Let us greet with song and hope each day. Though the moment be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior way, who keepeth everyone in his care. So there's you can view everything in a negative light, or you can keep on the sunny side of life. Because there's good news. There's good news to bring. I want to work on my conversation and my attitude and my motive and my priorities. I get it all right? Is that all right? Good. One builds on upon another. You can get discouraged with your, whether it be your job, your spouse, your church, whatever it is you're discouraged with, I challenge you to sit down and write all the things down that you like about it. You know, sometimes you get to talking to people and it's whether it's their job. Let's take a job. That's I don't think anybody's gonna. I'm not gonna step in any toes there. I don't like, man, them people drive me crazy up there where I work, man. I tell you what, that, you know, they don't have it together. They don't know what them, that boss of mine don't know what he's doing. I got one guy I know, every job that he's had is always the guy's fault that he quit him. And I'm like, man, yeah, but then they don't know another guy worked up there, been working for 20 years, you know. Can't be that bad of a company. It's somebody's got to change, and it ain't going to be them. It's that guy. Go look in the mirror. It's that guy there. It's got to change. Whatever relationship you're in, if your feathers are all ruffled and you're in a bad spirit, it isn't the other person that has to change. It's yours truly. It's that your conversation is going to have to change. And that's going to only change when your attitude changes. And your attitude can only change when your motives become pure and your priorities get right. Was a it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. But he will help us. We have help. We have something that this world doesn't have. And that's the ability to call on our dear Savior to help us. Dear Lord, help me. I don't know. I'm in a bad spirit. And I want to get out of it. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. And you know what's so great about God? He'll say, "Okay, I'm going to help you. You're calling. You've dialed the right number, because I'm got the answers. Well, you don't have to call Radio Shack." You call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just happy to be here tonight. Stuff. Those are some of the things that that God's dealing with me about. And I hope that it's helped somebody here tonight. And it's just good to be in the house of God.
Down in my heart that never dies. Lord forgot to do. It took a miracle to set my heart anew. And there is nothing that's too hard for God to do. And what He's done for me, He'll surely do for you. He healed the lame and oh, He opened eyes. He put a peace down in my heart that never dies. And there is nothing that's too hard for God to do. And what He's done for me, He'll surely do for you. Hard for God to do. It took a miracle to set my heart anew. Oh, there is nothing that's too hard for God to do. And what He's done for me, He'll surely do for you. Oh, He healed the lame. Oh, He opened eyes. He put a peace down in my heart. Hard for God to do, and what He's done for me, He'll surely do for you. He healed the lame,
oh, He opened eyes. Oh, yes,
He put a peace down in my heart that never dies.
Oh, and there is nothing
that's too hard for God to do, and what He's done for me, He'll surely do for you. He healed the lame.
Oh, He opened eyes.
He put a peace down in my heart that never dies.
Oh, and
there is nothing that's too hard for God to do. Oh, and what He's done for me. Hard for God to do, and what He's done for me, He'll surely do for you. He healed the lame,
oh,
He opened eyes. He put a peace down in my heart that never dies.
Oh,
and there is nothing that's too hard for God to do, and what He's done for me, He'll surely do for you. He healed the lame.
Heart that never dies.
Oh, and there is nothing that's too hard for God to do. And what He's done for me, He'll surely do for you.
Aren't you glad we're acquainted with Him tonight? We belong to Him. There's a fellowship meeting Saturday morning, 11 o'clock at Russellville. If anyone wants to go, I'm sure Brother Richie would appreciate it. Is this Saturday, Brother Powell? I think we're next. Kind of traded places with what, Russellville? The 20th Saturday? Mike Crafton. Okay. Well, he probably could make a call and see. Verify something. Any other requests, announcements tonight? If not, let's give God another praise for what He's done. This has been a beautiful service tonight, dear Lord. Comfort your people tonight as we leave here, Lord. As we pray for one another, lift each other up in prayer. We thank God that He's brought us together to this wonderful family. Blessed be the Lord tonight. We thank You, Lord. Cover us and keep us in Your care. Thank You for Your wonderful benefits You loaded us with. Blessed be the Lord.